Wednesday, May 13, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg and is taken from Jeremiah chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent him to Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and Zephaniah the priest, the son of Mahaseiah, saying, "Inquire of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is making war against us. Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful deeds, and will make him withdraw from us." Then Jeremiah said to them, "Thus you shall say to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, and with which you are fighting against the king of Babylon, and against the Chaldeans who are besieging you outside the walls, and I will bring them together into the midst of the city. I myself will fight against you with outstretched hand and strong arm, in anger and in fury and in great wrath, and I will strike down the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence. Afterward, declares the Lord, I will give Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people in his city, who survived the pestilence, sword, and famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, into the hand of those who seek their lives. He shall strike them down with the edge of the sword. He shall not pity them, or spare them, or have compassion." The word that tears down and saves. When King Zedekiah seeks a word from the Lord, he hopes for rescue. Instead, he receives judgment. The Lord declares that he himself fights against Jerusalem. This is no distant punishment. It is God's active opposition to sin and unbelief. The people trusted in false security, presuming upon God's presence while rejecting his word. This is a hard truth. God's law tears down every false hope. He exposes our sin and brings judgment against it. Yet even here, this severe word prepares the way for something greater, for the same God who once fought against his people took that judgment upon himself in Christ. At the cross, the Lord turned his righteous wrath not against us, but against his own Son. There the battle was waged and won, so we do not cling to false hope, but to Christ crucified, our only refuge when God's law has done its work. Amen.